right now, the state of America is what in your mind, Gary Chambers? Give it to me. How do you view America right now under the Trump administration, part two?
Chaotic, divided, and unorganized. I think that the Trump administration has brought a whole lot of chaos, very few solutions to the working class people's problem, and a fundamental lack of organization. Everything within his administration is a response to something that's taking place with somebody else. He doesn't have a real plan about how to address anything. We're at war, gas prices are high. Food prices are still up, and Donald Trump is lying to the people every day on TV, and the lives of regular, everyday working class people in America are not improving.
Officer Tatum, your response to that would be what, as a conservative?
Well, I disagree. I think that we're going through some growing pains, but Donald Trump has made a concerted effort to help with the economy. He's trying to get tariffs put into place. Obviously, he's getting pushback on many of those things. The war is necessary. I mean, there are certain times where we have to get into conflict with different countries. And I think that Donald Trump has a solution. I believe that we're going to resolve this war very quickly, and we're going to see gas prices go down. Us controlling the Strait of Hormuz, us controlling things in Venezuela and Cuba and all of those things, and also Trump trying to gain some leverage in Greenland. All of the things that Donald Trump is doing things that's going to improve the country, which most other presidents were too cowardice to do. So somebody have to prevent pushing the can down the road and actually taking a tough position of trying to make things better. I do think that President Trump is on the right track. I think that there's obstacles. Let's give him the rest of his term and let's see how it pan out.
Gary, when you hear somebody, and listen, it's not an accident. I wanted to two black men on this show to start off something that I'm going to be doing a lot of, black men, black women, you know, conservatives, liberals of all ethnicities. I'm not going to shy away from any of it. But considering the fact that both of y'all are black, like myself, I wanted to ask you, when you hear Officer Tatum highlight the things that he believes that Donald Trump is doing right, and he talks about how the liberals essentially would not have done a better job, whether it's Kamala Harris, whether it's Joe Biden or whomever, you know, when you hear what he explains and how he explains it, how can we take issue with that in your estimation?
I fundamentally disagree with him. If this war was going to be resolved as quick as Donald Trump said it would have been, it would have been resolved months ago. Instead, Brian Kemp just had to let the gas tax back into place, 33 cents added to the average Georgia driver's gas daily in order to cover the expenses of the state of Georgia because Donald Trump started this war. The other aspect, when you look at this, this has exposed America's weakness, because you were supposed to go in there and devour this country the way that you said you would in a matter of days. And then with drones and all types of things, they've drug you into a month-long war that has increased the cost of living for the people of America. And you talk about Greenland being a benefit. I'm from Louisiana. Jeff Landry, my governor, is off on these quests in Greenland about trying to make Greenland a part of this country. My state ranks 50 in the nation. We rank number 49 in economic opportunity. We rank number 50 in crime. We have one of the worst education systems in the country, one of the most terrible healthcare systems in the country. And my governor, on the request of the president that you supported, is spending time in Greenland rather than fixing the conditions of the people of Louisiana. And so I think that conservatives do a lot of talking around issues, but when you talk about the real meat and potatoes, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina, Arkansas, some of the lowest ranked states in the country. All of their governors are Republican. All of their legislatures are majority, supermajority Republicans. So you can't tell me if the worst places to live in America are led by supermajority Republicans, how in the hell are those people the answer to the problems of the American people?
Officer Tatum, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, this is too easy. He could walk and chew gum at the same time. Greenland is strategic when it comes to our geopolitical strength. You can't just be isolated into one area and act as if we're going to have some type of economic success across the world. We don't just live on an island by ourselves, and it's just the United States of America doing business with the United States of America. But when it comes to some of these arguments about states that are run by Republicans, when you look at people who are struggling, it's these inner city communities. Majority of them are run by Democrats. Majority of them are majority black. And I don't see none of these people. in these inner city communities arguing and doing anything to help their own communities. They're still complaining about Louisiana. I know a whole bunch of people that go to private school in Louisiana, or people that go to really prominent schools in Louisiana, and they're doing just fine. So if you want to argue about these inner city communities that are run majority by leftist policies and Democrats. And I'll tell you this, I hope that Mr. Chambers mentioned some of these things when Joe Biden was the president. I hope that he did. When Joe Biden did absolutely nothing when he was in office, when Joe Biden pretty much run our country down the drain, his military success was dismal. His withdrawal from Afghanistan was terrible. We were not respected around the world whatsoever. I hope that Mr. Chambers has something to say about that. And there's a reason why Mr. Donald Trump was elected president again. It's not through osmosis and because people are stupid. It's because the Democrats have done nothing and they have lied and they have been misleading the public. Donald Trump had another chance to come back because he has done so many incredible things for this country and for the Black community. Mr. Chambers cannot mention one thing that the Democrats have done for the Black community, and I'll mention a few that Donald Trump has, and I'll wait for him to start.
So, all right, I could follow up, Gary, but I know you were chiming, you were aching to chime in with what he had to say. So go ahead. I give you an opportunity to respond directly to what Officer Tatum just said, pointed out.
Number one, Stephen, I chuckled a bit because you talk about the economic prosperity or the economic relationship between countries. My governor, who has the 50th ranked economy in the state of the country, you send that guy to go do the economic envoy? So first of all, if Trump's about making deals, you sent the worst negotiator possible to go represent the people of America. That's number one. Number two, you talk about the inner cities. My daughter goes to public schools in East Baton Rouge Parish school system, and it's a great school that she goes to. Number two, when you talk about that, you say this inner city. We've had a Black mayor. We've never had a majority Democrat council in East Baton Rouge Parish. In the history of this parish, conservatives have always ran the government that approves the council, which approves the spending of every mayor that's ever existed. So when you talk about this majority Black city, because of gerrymandering, because of racialized voting, because of the things that have harmed Black people who make up 56% of the city, but we don't have a majority on the council. Let's prove another point. The East Baton Rouge Parish school system, which is 80% Black, because Baton Rouge had the longest desegregation case in America. We have an 80% Black school system, but a majority white Republican school board in a majority Black city because we have a legislature that continues to deny Black people fair representation. So when you talk about these things, you chuckle because you don't have anything to go against these facts.
Come on with it, brother. These facts that I'm bringing up about local government,
the reason conservatives like to talk about geopolitical things is because that's disconnected from Americans' everyday lives. The things that Donald Trump is doing is making your gas cost more money, but you're listening to this guy. It's making your groceries cost more money, but they're sending my governor to Greenland. They're making your insurance bills cost more money. Your hospitals are closing, and this guy thinks that these things are good for you.
Here you go. Let's talk about this. I could have sworn you just said your daughter goes to a school in this parish that you're
public schools.
A public school.
You brought up private school.
Guys.
Ain't nobody getting cut off here. This ain't television where you getting cut off in 8 minutes because you got an 8 minute segment. I ain't cutting anything. So you can listen to each other. Go ahead, Officer Tatum. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was articulating how people are doing well in these private schools. You articulated that your daughter is doing well in this public school that's all Black and controlled by white Republicans. So make your mind up. Is the white Republicans doing negative things in the inner city that's causing your daughter to go to a school that's bad, or your daughter go to a very successful school in the parish that you're talking about run by white Republicans? Now, let's get to some other things when we talk about geopolitical perspective. You know, you're saying that Donald Trump sent Landry to Greenland, like he sent them there to live, like he sent them there to be the governor of Greenland. It's Donald Trump knows who has the ability to negotiate. People have the ability to make differences and changes. Landry won because he was incredibly successful as a politician there, and then he won the governorship. And I believe he's one of the best governors you guys have had. Now, if you want to blame every single aspect of what's happened in Louisiana on one governor, then that's problematic.
Also, let me interject by saying this. First of all, every hire that Donald Trump makes, every suggestion that he makes doesn't necessarily work. He's had a lot of turnover in his administrations, both one and two, number one. But I will say this to you, because it gets me to a bigger point. When we talk about geopolitics, and you look at Donald Trump, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in Iran, whether it's in Venezuela, rumors about Cuba, et cetera, et cetera. You even have folks on the MAGA right side that are saying he's going against his campaign promise about putting America first. They have said that about him. How do you answer that, Officer Tatum?
I think I disagree. You know, there's a difference between saying we don't want endless wars that don't make sense and that we can't have a war at all. You know, when you have Iran getting a nuclear weapon, that's existential threat to the United States of America and all of our allies in the region. And the United States of America isn't the only country that's participating in stopping Iran from having a nuclear weapon. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, some of these other Muslim nations that don't want terrorists in their region are in lockstep with the United States of America and Israel to fight in those efforts. So I understand why Donald Trump has engaged in this. Donald Trump has never gotten us into an endless war like we were in Afghanistan and Iraq. I do believe that Donald Trump is going to get us out of this war. We're not going to stay in it, in perpetuity. He's going to get his mission accomplished, and then we're going to get out of there. That's my faith towards what Donald Trump has done historically and what I believe he's going to do currently. We haven't been there for a year, you know, and Donald Trump has, and our military have controlled all of their military assets. They really have no leverage. That's why you don't see conflict back and forth. We're in that region controlling the region. And that's the difference between us getting in a war and it's out of control. And we don't know, you know, what's coming next. They don't have any retaliatory availability against our United States military. They do not. I don't even think they have a Navy. So when we're looking at these things, it's a difference between having Trump derangement syndrome and saying everything he does is bad and saying, let me get a man a chance to prove himself. Now, if he's in war, we in war in that country for a year, 2 years, then me and you can have this conversation again. But until Donald Trump get an opportunity to finish what they started, then I'm going to support what he's doing.